أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله
says that the translation of the verse is that don't make our hearts go twist, but after that you have guided them to the right way and bestow upon us from yourself the mercy. You are the one who is the great bestower. This verse which I have recited and the translation which I gave that we have listened, in this referring to the attribute of Wahhab, of Allah Almighty, the prayer for the steadfastness of the faith in faith has been asked. And one aspect of that is that one point that Allah Almighty has enabled us to accept and believe in the guide of the age, and also to confirm the prophecy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which has been granted to us. And O our Allah, you accepted the prayers of your beloved one, and by accepting the prayers of these people from among the people of the latter days, the one who was sent as the great servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by enabling us to do so, and you enabled us to be from among the members of his community by doing so, and then after that, O Allah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is your beloved, most beloved, and this prophecy which he made after getting the news from you, information from you, that after the promised Messiah, the system of Khilafat will be initiated, which is a permanent system, and if we stick to it and be attached to it, then the blessings are there, and all those blessings which are related with this belief in Khilafat, grant us those. So, Ya Allah, over God, you have attached us to this community. So now you, because of our weaknesses and shortcomings and our faults, so you should not deprive us from all the blessings because of our own shortcomings. Human beings are prone to make mistakes. They always make mistakes and shortcomings. We submit to thee and we beseech you that not because that of this reason or because of any arrogance or pride or feeling oneself great, or in any way, because of the consequences of our own deeds, we should never be able to see that day, which is going to twist our hearts, or there should be such crookedness in our actions that because of those actions which are despicable in your eyes, we may be deprived from these blessings. So our prayer is that, O Allah, that we always protect us from this wretched time. And in this prayer, Allah Almighty has not only the prayer is that we should not be deprived from your blessing, but this prayer has been taught to a believer that we should not only be steadfast on this path of guidance, but we should also continue to pray that you grant us the mercy and envelop us into this sheet of your mercy and grace, and protect us from all weaknesses, and continue to increase us, make us increase in our faith all the time. We should be always increasing in our faith. We should be further increasing in our conviction. We should be increasing in our piety and righteousness. And every new day that dawns, that should find us increasing in our faith. Every new day should be like that. So this very beautiful prayer should become a regular part of the life of a true believer and Ahmadi. If we are continuously doing this prayer, then we will always be we will be doing some effort keeping an eye on our weaknesses and shortcomings, and we shall also be looking at the standard of our worship, and our worship and prayers, we will be looking after that, and as a result of that, the prayers would also be safeguarding us. Such deeds, we shall be able to perform such deeds which are in the sight of Allah very good ones and very blessed ones, because these are the actions which increase the people in faith and keep the people on the right path of guidance. As Allah Almighty says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ, that surely those people who believed and they performed good deeds, then their Lord, because of their faith, will always guide them to the right path. So therefore, when Allah's promise is there, that with faith, if the deeds, good deeds are also there, then they become the source of getting the right path, getting to the right path. So then when a believer is going to pray, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana, then he will always be working hard to get the blessings of this prayer. And therefore, he will try his best to avoid any crookedness in his faith and action. And he will be also trying to mold his actions in such a way as Allah Almighty has commanded, in order to protect his faith. The prayers that we submit to Allah Almighty, they will only be accepted in that case when for that purpose we will have a continuity in our prayer, in our worship. And also we will be doing doing our best to perform good deeds. And we shall be having a very strong relationship with the administration of the Jamaat. On petty things, we will not prefer those things over our faith. If with any worker of the Jamaat, if there is any personal indifference of opinion, difference of opinion is there, then we will not blame the whole community for that. So when a person prays in this way, then with great effort every time, he has to do his best to get to avoid from the stumbling blocks in the way. If from the administration of the Jamaat, according to one's opinion and thinking, if a decision has been taken against him, then so far as the appeal's right is there, he has the right to use this right as much as possible, and after that he should leave the matter to Allah. One should not be having ill thinking about the whole administration. And this worldly loss, if that happens, that should be taken as a trial from Allah Almighty. And one should try to endure that. Otherwise, if there are complaints about that, and they begin, then they continue to take a person far away from the Jamaat. And also some misunderstandings regarding Khilafat can also be created. So therefore, Allah Almighty has taught us this prayer that first of all, you try our best that no such occasion should be there that we should be having any ill thinking about the Jamaat and the community. Rather, our actions should be such that which are always pleasing to Allah Almighty and according to His commands. And the administration of the Jamaat has no complaint against us. And if, God forbid, such a situation arises, which is because the result of our some human weakness and we are put into a trial as a result of that, then such a result should not be there which should be putting a blow to our faith. And we should not be about have any ill feeling about the Khilafat or the administration of the Jamaat. And all this cannot be done unless there is the blessing and the favor of Allah Almighty is there. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, after joining his bath, we shouldn't become careless about that. Rather, in search of the mercy of Allah Almighty, we should be doing all this search all the more. Allah Almighty has mentioned the example of the old prophets of the old times, that some people said that we have believed and we don't need any further guidance. Allah Almighty has mentioned the Jewish and the Christian people for this very purpose, that the guidance which He kept in store for future, they did not believe in that one, and they lost their faith. So sometime because of one's own thinking and knowledge, the vision and imagination of a person becomes limited. And that was the reason of their going astray. And not only their hearts became crooked and faulty, but Allah Almighty has included them among those people who are maghzoob and zalim. And in each prayer, in each rakat, Allah Almighty has enjoined upon us to recite Surah Al-Fatiha. And the purpose of that is that we should get a lesson from the doings of these people. And we should continuously seeking the blessing and mercy of Allah Almighty. And we should try to safeguard our hearts from getting crooked. And these people, the Jewish and the Christian people, their eye became faulty and their relationship with the God Almighty became corrupted. You should not become like that. But unfortunately, in spite of the fact that this prayer is there in five daily prayers, the majority of the Muslims are simply following in the footsteps of these people. And those people who are taking them away from God Almighty. And the basic reason of that is, cause of that is, that is this world. And considering oneself to be very knowledgeable, these are the two reasons. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, then in Surah Fatiha, Allah Almighty has taught this prayer to the Muslims, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Here, according to the correct ahadith, it is mentioned there repeatedly, continuously, that al-maghzoob alayhim means those wicked in the Jewish people who declared Hadrat Messiah to be imposter and tried to kill him and defamed him and insulted him. And they were the people who were cursed by Hadrat Isa, as it is mentioned in the Holy Quran. And walad dalin means those Christian people who deviated from the right path. They considered Jesus to be God and they believed in Trinity, and they put the whole trust in Jesus for their salvation and believed him to be sitting in on in heaven. So the result of that is that the purpose of this praise is that we should not be like the Jewish people and those who declared Jesus to be imposter and tried to kill him, and nor we should consider Jesus to be God and believe in Trinity as they do. As Allah Almighty knew it very well that in the period of latter days, the promised Messiah will be there, and there will be many Jewish-like Muslims, and they would try to kill him, and they would also try their best to insult him. And then he also knew that in that age, the religion of Trinity will be spreading, and many unfortunate people would become would turn to Christianity. Therefore, he taught this prayer to the Muslims, and this Maghzoobi Alayhim, the word is mentioned there. It is saying, declaring it openly, that those people who will oppose the Muslim Messiah, they would also be from among those who are Maghzoobi Alayhim. As those people who opposed Jesus Christ, they became Maghzoobi Alayhim. So we Ahmadis, we are from among those fortunate people who believed in the promised Messiah. And we have seen this prayer being accepted, that we are not among the Maghzoobi Alayhim. And also, Dallin, this prayer has also been accepted by Allah in our favor, that we are the people who are worshipping absolutely one God. Allah, keep us on this right path all the time. But this command of Allah Almighty, that you pray, that your heart should not go twisted at any time, and never ever you should be from among Maghzoobi Alayhim and Zalim people. So this is the command to recite this prayer, and every Ahmadi should always remember that. Allah Almighty also enable other Muslims to understand the significance of this prayer, so that the Muslim Ummah should be enabled to join the community of the beloved of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they should become like one united nation. And every Muslim who declares to be a Muslim, he stops the opposition of the Masih Muhammadi and joins the community, and he should be the one who is declaring the truth of the teaching of the Holy Quran. So therefore, he is also able to understand the real significance and the meaning of this prayer. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to recite this prayer very frequently. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmatan innaka antal wahhab. And in one hadith it is mentioned that he says that I asked Hazrat Umm Salma that, mother of the believers, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to stay with you, then what prayer did he used to ask and make? Hazrat Umm told that person that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say this prayer, Ya Mukallib al Qulub, Sabbit Kalbi ala Dineka, that the one who turns the hearts, you establish my heart on the right path. She says that I asked that why the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so particular about this prayer and make this prayer regularly, because then he said that the heart of a believer is actually between the two fingers of Allah Almighty. The one whom he wishes to be steadfast, he keeps him that way, and the one he doesn't like to be steadfast, then his heart goes crooked. So now one should see that what an important occasion is that in order to protect ourselves from our hearts going twisted, we have to pray. And these petty complaints which people sometimes raise, these are the things which take a person far away from religion and faith. God forbid, the heart of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could go wrong? No, never possible. Actually, his heart was, there was nothing else except the remembrance of Allah Almighty. And he was asked to announce this by Allah, فَتَّبِعُونِ يُوبِكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. that is to say that you follow me, and as a result of that, Allah Almighty will love you and also forgive your sins. So there was no question of his heart going wrong or get twisted. Actually, his prayer is the source of salvation, and his life, each and every moment of that, was for the sake of Allah Almighty. He said once that during the night my eyes go to sleep, but my mind and my heart is always busy in the remembrance of Allah. So therefore, the prayer of the Holy Prophet ﷺ in our favor, for us, is to establish a good example for us to follow. And this was for the sake of the people of Ummah, that their hearts should not go wrong at any time. When the time of Messiah and Mahdi comes, then they should believe in him. I wish if the Muslims would understand this point. And this is the greatest loss of the time, that after having seen the truth at one time, there are some people from among the progeny of those people who believed and offered the sacrifice. Then these people, if they go away and they go astray, this is the highest height of loss. And after getting the blessings from Allah Almighty, then they become those people who receive the wrath of Allah Almighty. They should think over it and ponder over it. The Muslims should do it, and everybody should do so. And look at the condition of the Muslims today. Are these conditions not indicating that Allah Almighty, they are receiving the wrath of Allah Almighty? Allah, have mercy upon these people. Because of the blessings of Allah Almighty, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, as a sign of the acceptance of the prayers of them, the Messiah and Mahdi which came, they don't believe him because they say that we are not in need of any guide. So much so that the so-called ulama and mullahs, they don't like that the people should accept the Messiah, because their source of income will go away. And the excuse they present is that after the Holy Prophet ﷺ, no prophet, no reformer can come, because it is against the concept of his khatamiyat, the finality. And then they say that the Holy Quran is there, we don't stand in need of any Messiah or Mahdi. But along with that, as I have mentioned before, in great detail I have spoken on the subject, but they do not deny the need of Khilafat. But these ignorant people do not understand that how, without the promised Messiah, how can they have the concept of Khilafat without the promised Messiah? And the advent of the promised Messiah from among his Ummah in itself, it is actually the proof of the fact that the Holy Prophet ﷺ was Khatamun Nabiyyin. But these people claim to have understood the Holy Quran, but these things they don't understand, and they can't understand those things. And this exposes this lack of their understanding of the Holy Quran. The knowledge of Quran is given to those people, and the teaching is made clear to those people who are chosen by Allah Almighty. And in this age and time, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam is the one who was chosen by God Almighty, who declared open the secrets of the Holy Quran, and he pointed out to those things through which we can have the real understanding of the Holy Quran. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that for religious knowledge and the pure points of wisdom, in order to have that, one has to have a purity of heart in the first, and to leave the paths of filth and dirt. And that is why Allah Almighty says, لَا يَمَسَّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَهَرُونَ, that Allah Almighty says that this pure book of the Allah Almighty, the secrets of that is only known to those people who are of pure of heart. And those who have pious nature and pious actions are there. And they are through their worldly expertise, they are not simply depending on that. And the deeper meanings of the Holy Quran are disclosed to those people, those who are purified with the hand of Allah Almighty. And then he says, they say that we are not in need of Masih and Mahdi, and the Holy Quran is good enough for us, and we are on the right path. While the fact is that they know it very well, that the Holy Quran is such a book that except for the pure people, no other person can get to the right meaning of the Holy Quran. So therefore, there was a need of such a commentator who was cleansed by the hand of God Almighty. And Allah Almighty had given him the understanding and the eyes to see that, the understanding. And this is the promised Messiah, who has been purified by the hand of Allah Almighty. And also the real understanding of the Holy Quran was bestowed upon him. So these people, whatever they may do in opposition to the promised Messiah, they can never understand the hidden meanings of the Holy Quran. And whatever prayers they may make, that unless they come to the positive steps towards the belief in the promised Messiah, their hearts will remain corrupted and twisted. So looking at their condition, while we look at their condition, while on one side we should be extremely grateful for being Ahmadis, and on the other side we should continuously praying to Allah Almighty for not going wrong at any time. And the people are advancing in worldly interests, and while the people are increasing in their worldly interest, we should all the more praying to Allah Almighty that Allah Almighty should never ever deprive us from the blessing of this great reward that He has given us in the form of Khilafat, and grant us the steadfastness and through His mercy increase our faith as well. And they should pray for mercy, and Allah Almighty has taught the prayer for us. And this mercy is given to those people who are always trying their best to increase in their faith. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that in the Holy Quran, in one place it is mentioned, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا, that Allah Almighty, the quality of His Rahimiyat is especially given to the believers. And and there is no part to be given to those people who are arrogant and disbelievers. And this thing is specially given to the believers, and this has been mentioned in reference to Rahimiyat. And it is mentioned, Inna rahmatullahi qareebun min al-muhsinin, that this mercy of Allah Almighty is very close, very near to those people who are believers. And in one place that Allah Almighty says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَتَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ, that those people who believed and they were driven away from their and those who left their homes and for the sake of Allah Almighty, and they are those who are having the hope of the mercy of Allah Almighty, they will be granted this, and Allah Almighty is most merciful, ever merciful and very gracious. And this is given to those people who really make them deserving of that. There is no one who ever asked for it and he didn't get it. So there, here in this place, it has been explained once again that Rahmat, no doubt it comes from Allah Almighty, but it is given to those people who always try to increase in their faith. And they try to become from among the Muhsineen. And these Muhsineen? Muhsineen are those people who perform good deeds. So therefore, in order to absorb the mercy of Allah Almighty along with the prayers, every person should be performing good deeds and try to avoid anything wrong. And not only this effort is required, but in order to become from among those who are really Muhsineen, those who perform good deeds all the time, and those who do not, these are the people who try hard to perform good deeds, they are Muhsini. They do not perform ordinary deeds, but they try to achieve the high standards of that. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to one of his saying, they are always performing these deeds with this thinking that Allah Almighty is always watching over us. And as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam has mentioned, that from the worship of oneself, they should be completely avoiding that and abstaining from this. And through their good deeds, they are always trying to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty grant us this ability that we should be safeguarding our worship and our good deeds and always submitting to Allah Almighty. Always we are free from worshipping our own self, and we always seek the protection of Allah Almighty from everything wrong, so that we can take part and get those blessings from the mercy of Allah Almighty which He has already given us. We should be very grateful for those blessings, and then this blessing should continue descending upon us and our progeny abundantly. The second thing which I want to say is, that is with reference to the plan of my tour. Inshallah Ta'ala, this the journey is going to begin now. People know that by the grace of Allah, I am leaving for a journey to Qadian. There in Qadian, by the grace of Allah, there is Jalsa Salana. Please pray that this Jalsa should be very successful and full of blessings. Allah Almighty protect us from every harm, and every Ahmadi should be protected from that. And a large number of people from various parts of the world are going there, from various countries they are undertaking the journey. And the Indian government, because of its own situations, they are facing some problems in issuing visa. And there are some problems in this visa. Some people have got it and some are trying to get it. But anyway, the Indian government has cooperated to a great extent, and Allah Almighty keep all those who are going for this Qadian under His protection, and those who may not be able to go there, Allah Almighty reward them for their intention, good intentions. So continuously please pray. Those people who go and those who are unable to go, all of them, they should pray regularly that Allah Almighty protect us from the evil designs of the evil doers, because these people are always targeting this Jamaat. And those people who are living in Qadian, Allah Almighty protect them from all types of harms. Apart from that, in Qadian, there are some other communities in India, they also had the desire that I should be visiting those Jamaats, especially those who cannot come to Qadian, because India is a big country and poor people cannot come to, all of them come to Qadian. So I have the plan of going to some other cities as well. Allah Almighty also make the programs in these cities very successful in every respect, and my tour altogether should be having a lot of blessings and should be absorbing all these bounties of Allah, and every attempt and every ill thinking of enemy should be frustrated, and we continue to see the success and victory of the Jamaat all the time. May Allah protect our shortcomings, and we should never be deprived from His blessings and mercy. Apart from that, after these Juma prayer, I will be leading the janaza prayer of two people. One is of Darvesh brother, Bashir Ahmad Sahib Muhar. who led the life of Darveshi in Khadian. He has passed away in Allah wa inna ilayhi rajiun. He is from among the very pioneer Darvesh in Khadian, and he was always happy with the will of Allah and very steadfastness and endurance he led the life, in spite of the fact that two, three occasions were there where he could go to Pakistan where there was the property of his father, but he decided not to go. I will stay in Khadian, and here I will live, and here I will breathe my last. He was very simple, very regular in prayer, offering tahajjud prayer, full of prayer, very modest, very close attachment with the institution of Khilafat, and he was always responding to each appeal. Five daughters and one son he has left behind. He was a Musi, and he was buried in Kitai Khas of Darveshan in Khadian. May Allah exalt his station and always keep him under his loving eyes. And the second one is Muhammad Huzanfar Chatha Sahib. He was Inspector Baitul Mal in Burewala from Nizarat-e Baitul Mal in Pakistan. On 18th of November, during the tour, he was visiting Vihadi, and near the residence of Amir Sahib, unknown motorcyclist, he tried to snatch the bag he had, and after that he fired, and as a result of that he was martyred in Alillahi wa inna Lillahi wa inna Ilaihi Rajiun. He was 56 years old. He was from Vihadi, and I consider this as a Jamati Shahadat, because in that bag there were some valuables and some documents related to Jamaat. So therefore this can be described as the Shahadat for the sake of Jamaat. It was not a Shahadat of incident. Allah Almighty forgive him and also exalt his station in paradise. Amen.
Alhamdulillah, namadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم